He's been traveling. We saw him. He was in Tampa Bay Rays game the other day.
It's always great when I'm watching the NBA post-game press conference and I hear Barry Bloom asking questions. I'm like, how did that happen? He's everywhere.
Amazing you saw that.
I'm impressed
with him. Okay. Yeah, it was a you know, well-played game. We did a really good job in a lot of different areas today. I thought Bum, after some early runs, really settled in, gave us six innings, and kind of controlled the game from the third inning on. I thought he did a really nice job of making pitches and just executing, and made plays behind him. That's the key. Offensively, we made a couple statements, and they were made loud and clear by Jordan Luplo, who hits the two-run home run that gets us right back into the game, and then another home run that puts us ahead. And I thought it was, obviously those were big hits. Much needed moments, most critical time of the game, he executed, and then the rest of the guys just followed with some just small ball base hits, just some good clutch hitting. It was just a really, really good game, a fun game to watch, a fun game to watch these guys execute and do a lot of things right, a lot of little things right that we talk about that helps us win games. So. Good focus, good prep work, and very good execution, especially with the smaller details of this game.
Buddy Kennedy with his first major league hit.
It's a great moment for him. I thought he had a couple quality at bats today. It's an exciting moment for him, but what he doesn't realize is there's a whole group of people around him, his family, his parents, that are here to celebrate him in this moment. So. He deserves it, and I hope they have a very good night tonight. But he deserved this moment. He worked extremely hard to climb through this organization and land in the big leagues, and he helped us win a baseball game today.
Could you have scripted it any better that he got that hit while his retired major leaguer grandfather was being interviewed on live television?
I didn't know that. I did not know that. I understood that Don was in the stands here at some point in time. I didn't know that he was getting interviewed. And life is timing. Sometimes guys have all the luck, right? And they get it just right. Sometimes people don't. But look, it was a special day for him. I know it's something he'll never forget. And they're in there celebrating with him right now. Teammates are making him feel pretty good about what he did today.
Were you saying the other day you felt like Luplo's at bats were far better than what his numbers were looking like? What were you seeing?
Yeah, I just see him controlling the zone. The barrel is on the baseball. He might just be missing balls. And I just think he's got a very professional approach. He sees the ball. He knows when to look to hit the ball the other way, knows how to execute. He just does the little things during an at-bat that allow me to think that he's under control and controlling the zone. I looked up there. His OPS is almost at 800. And the batting average isn't showing very well. So he's doing a lot right. He's getting on base still. He's slugging. And I just think if you were to give him a full body of work at the end of the year, everything would iron out, and that average would be in a much better spot because of how he's on the baseball. Swings at a lot of good pitches.
You mentioned the bunts or the small ball.
Mm-hmm.
All three bunts resulted in runs. That's pretty amazing.
Right, right.
Also, Jake Hager came in with seven base hits in his career, and he had three tonight.
Yeah, it's a good moment for Jake. It was a good day, right, with three big hits. And he executed very well today with man at third base, less than two, had a line drive base hit to left. I thought he did a real good job getting the bunt signed and laying down a perfect bunt and executing at a very high level. Those are little things that I expect those types of players and those guys to do. Jerry did the same thing behind him. And I think you and I are from the same book. It's hard to give up outs, but we try to make them as productive as possible, and hopefully it'll lead to crooked numbers, and it did.
Jake's been playing really solid defense for the most part. Mm-hmm. Today he had kind of one strange play. Can you tell us what happened on that play?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him directly, but I asked a coach to get to him so I could understand a little bit what happened. I thought he made a good break on the ball, dove. He was trying to confirm things. He wanted to see when he picked up the ball, the first thing he wanted to do was see where that runner was at third base. And at that point, he just kind of froze up and, just lost touch with what was actually happening. I think the priority was to not allow that run to score. But, instinctually, we could have gotten it out. I think he realizes that.
Some would question you batting Carson Kelly leadoff, given what his batting average was entering today's game. What did you see that out of Carson that made you want to bat him first day?
Yeah, we were down. One of our best right-handed hitters in Cattell, and I just was trying to break the lineup up the best way I could so we couldn't get matched up. I know they got one lefty in the bullpen that could be able to walk right through us, and I just was trying to stop that and prevent future matchups. We got to attack the starter, and the matchup was a good matchup for Carson. We have a lot of information that comes my way. So my instincts were telling me it would be a good day for him. The information that the stack of paperwork that I had in my office was telling me it was going to be a good day. And I was just looking to help Carson get started. And I want to put him in the right situation to give him an opportunity to have some success. So it's still a work in progress for him. And it was two base hits. And that's hopefully something that gets him moving in the right direction.
A lot of hard hit balls off Bum early in the game. How did he make that adjustment going forward?
Yeah, I think he was trying to establish his fastball, and he just was missing with it in the middle of the zone from what it looked like, some of the replay that I was watching during the game. So I think he started to mix in a cutter and just and something soft, whether it was a breaking ball, a curveball, or a changeup, and just to get him off of that fastball. But he was trying to do a good job of establishing fastball. He did. I think he was just missing and making mistakes. He limited those mistakes in from the third through the sixth and started to mix in some secondary stuff.
Corey, to go back to the thoughts on how it unconventionally kind of led to four runs, can you speak to how that can be an example of maximizing opportunities going forward
Yeah, I think anytime you got to understand what we're going through on a given day with a particular lineup that we have. It's up to me to understand how to make that maneuver. And I just felt like with those guys, I was going to maximize some run scoring opportunities. Putting the ball on the ground in those areas, you're hoping for the execution. You're hoping for a base hit. They did a great job with that, but some teams have a tough time executing defensively. We were very hard at that, so it doesn't happen to us. And you can see that it was one bad throw that led to several runs. So I think we took advantage of a lot of opportunity after that, and we put the ball in the right place, made them play baseball.
I was just going to ask you that. Was that something you saw in the scouting report? Maybe this particular pitcher might have a little bit more difficulty with the bunting?
We did not. We target guys. And we identify certain guys. They didn't have any targets that we were trying to target defensively. So we just put the ball in the right spot. We put pressure on them by aggressively bunting, and it worked out.
The way things have gone recently, how nice is it to go and get a win against a division leader?
Yeah, look, they're a good baseball team, and they're leading the Central, and it's not by accident. You can see they came in here and were thumping mistakes early. So credit to Bum for slowing that down. And it's nice to win game one. We gotta enjoy this one and come out tomorrow and play just as good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tori.